It's rare for judicial nominees to be rejected by state lawmakers. By the time their names come to a vote, these candidates have been thoroughly vetted by bar associations and legislative committees. So some legislators were surprised when, in the wee hours of a special session, Tracy Thorne Beglin failed to get enough votes to be confirmed as a circuit court judge. He's an assistant Commonwealth's attorney in Richmond, and his boss, Michael Herring, quickly organized a news conference to protest.
I've known Tracy for years. He's a good man, he's a good father, he's a good lawyer, he's a good Navy pilot, and he would have been an outstanding judge. And I, for the life of me, can't understand why folks at the General Assembly voted against his nomination.
Republican delegate Bob Marshall told a CNN anchor that he opposed the appointment because Thorne Beglin had lied when he joined the Navy.
There was a specific question, are you homosexual? He had to say no. He took an oath of office, which he had to defy.
We now know that Don't Ask, Don't Tell, it's been repealed. Obviously, you know, blacks used to have to sit in the back of the bus. They don't have to anymore. Women couldn't vote. They can vote now. Times have changed.
Dr. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks never took an oath of office that they broke. Sodomy is not a civil right. It's not the same as the civil rights movement.
But Delegate David Toscano, a Democrat from Albemarle County, saw something else at work.
So far as I know, there was absolutely no opposition to him whatsoever. Then all of a sudden, before this gets ready for a vote, the Virginia Family Foundation sends around a letter suggesting that he ought not to be appointed to the bench.
The Virginia Family Foundation is a Christian group that encourages faith-based values in public policy. Vice President Chris Friend says the organization was concerned about Thorne Beglin's stated views on gay marriage and the role of judges in interpreting the Constitution. So it emailed its members and encouraged them to contact their representatives.
The bench doesn't have any room for a personal agenda. There was a statement in particular that was made in 2004 to Richmond Magazine regarding a lack of action by the judiciary. And that really made us wonder, frankly, what he would use the judiciary to do.
Commonwealth's attorney Michael Herring scoffed at that question. If confirmed, most of Thorne Beglin's cases would involve traffic violations, misdemeanors, and contract disputes. It's worth noting that the Virginia Family Foundation issues a scorecard on state lawmakers based on how they vote on certain issues. A list of delegates who received grades of 90 to 100% is almost identical to the list of those who voted against Thorne Beglin, abstained, or did not vote. Conversely, lawmakers who got grades of less than 50% were likely to support the nominee. Chris Friend says the Family Foundation has 100,000 names in its database, plus 15,000 churches, and the group is very active at election time.
You know, in 2009, we distributed 1 million voter guides.
Thorne Beglin, who lives with his partner and 2 young children in Richmond, hasn't said whether he'd like to be considered again, but some Democrats, including Delegate David Toscano, hope he will.
Prominent Republicans and Democrats, as well as the governor, should step forth and say, look, this was a mistake. We need to revisit this. We need to put this person on the bench.
Governor Bob McDonnell has said sexual orientation should be irrelevant in judicial appointments. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.